Okay, so every single vessel in the Mishkan is iconic. Its shape, its size, its dimension, its material. And some of them are just meant to convey ideas, and some of them are actually meant to atone, because the Mishkan's role, one of the Mishkan's roles, is to atone for human failure and for human weakness. Especially according to Rashi, the entire Mishkan was only hatched in the wake of the eagle. So the whole purpose of the Mishkan is to try to recreate human perfection. There's a very, very interesting Rashi about one particular aspect of the Mishkan, the Mizbeach, in the Azara, not the Mizbeach in the inner sanctum, when the Heichal, but in the Azara, was made of what material? It was made of wood. And it was covered in Nechoshet. The Lashon of the Pasuk is Vitzipisao Sao Nechoshet. So what was this copper meant to relate to in terms of human experience? So Rashi has a very, very interesting shot. Rashi says that the copper is meant to atone for four heads of copper. If your forehead is copper, then the Mizbeach is meant to atone for that forehead being copper. And Rashi quotes a pasuk in Yeshaya, in which the Navi is chiding the Jewish people, Midati ki kasha ata, I know that you're difficult, Vigid kabarzel or pecha, and your neck is as stiff as iron, Umitzchacha nechusha, your forehead is copper. And therefore he's chiding and he's castigating the Jewish people, so to atone for copper foreheads, the Mizbeach is covered in nechoshes. What is going on here? What's a copper forehead? L'chaper al Rashi says, Azos Metzach. The word Azos Metzach will translate loosely right now to be chutzpah. Al chet shechatanu lefanecha bi Azos Metzach. In Yom Kippur. So, inappropriate chutzpah is atoned for by the copper-plated Mizbeach. So what we have to discuss today is two things. Number one, why is chutzpah as a negative trait associated with the forehead as opposed to other body parts? Why is it Azos Metzach? Remember, it's not even Azos Rosh. It's Azos Metzach. Number two, why does Yeshaya refer to audacity or chutzpah in copper terms? Mitzchacha nechusha. See the two different images? Number one is an association with your forehead that's already developed, we'll see in a pasuk in Yirmiyah. Number two, that association, at least in Yeshaya, has to do with copper, and hence the copper plated Mizbeach. I'd add a third question, if you want to forgive and atone for chutzpah, then the whole Mizbeach should be copper. Why is it only plated in copper? So let's start from the beginning. Yirmiyah also realizes that inappropriate chutzpah is associated with the forehead when he chides the Jewish people because they act like a prostitute and they have absolutely no shame. And he writes, this is in Yirmiyah Parak Gimel, Pasuk Gimel, U'metzach, metzach is the forehead, Azos Metzach, U'metzach isha zona hayalcha. You had the forehead, not matter the words, of an unrepentant zona. Someone who no longer processes guilt, shame, criminality, immorality. They're just brazen and they don't, namely, when people act inappropriately, immorally, there should be some bowing of your head. You shouldn't hold your head up and not care that you've acted out of concert with mores and guidelines and basic moral. And a classic case would be someone who's a zona, who's so far removed from any moral processing or moral accountability. So instead of bowing their head, because they don't feel shame, they just raise their head and they just simply stare at people, look at people. The Gemara in Zevachim says that for this type of audacity, which really isn't audacity, it's more the inability to process shame, inability to feel shame. We live in a world in which one could say that much of our public discourse is around this audacity, lacking feeling shame for your activities. The Gemara in Zevachim says that which kli was mechaper for that? Anyone know? Which kli is mechaper for straight Azos Metzach? The inability to cover your head or put your head down when you should be feeling shame and not want people to look at you or... V'haya al mitzcho tamid. It sits. So covering the head of the Kohen is meant to deliver a message about when you should be covering your head. As Ezra says, Ezra's so embarrassed that he comes back with the Jewish people that are all intermarried, he says, Ein lanu peh laharim rosh. I can't even raise my head, I'm so embarrassed by the nation's conduct and the nation's performance. So that's what Yirmiyah talks about. And that's not really what Yeshaya is talking about or what Rashi is talking about. That's not really audacity That's inability to feel shame. Notice the pasuk in Yirmiyah doesn't talk about kapar. It just says Meitzach Isha Zona. The bareheaded, head held high of a woman who's a Zona, without, or any other criminal or someone who's done something dastardly, doesn't have the ability to cover their head. So Aaron covers his head. So we're still stuck with why the forehead in Yeshaya is associated not with the inability to feel shame, as it is in Yirmiyah, but with this Azus Metzach, this chutzpah. There's two different parts here. They sound similar, two different traits. One is inability to feel shame, one is chutzpah. Okay, let's talk a little bit about copper. What makes copper unique? Who studied chemistry? It's conductive. Okay, that's part of it. Again, this is in a pre-electricity era.
It's ductile.
I'm not sure. It's ductile, so you can hammer it out to very thin sheets. It also is one of the only metals, or classic metals, that appears naturally in the human body. It occurs in the human body in, I think, the liver, and the muscle, and the bone. So right off the bat, it's not something we want to eliminate. It's something we want to know how to use. If we don't have copper in our bodies, we die, not just human bodies, but other organisms as well. It's part of the respiratory process. So there's something about this copper, or about this trait that copper represents. It's not meant to be eradicated, it's just meant to be utilized the right way. So then the question is, when should we utilize copper? When should we not utilize copper? What's the difference between having copper and having a copper forehead that maybe borders on the inappropriate, has to be atoned for by the altar? So think about your forehead. What role does your forehead play? Well, it sits right between your head and your primary brain, which is encased in your skull and covered with hair, at least when you're young, and your face, which is your interactive interface, that's why we call it, with the world. That's how you take the world in, that's how you breathe the world in, that's how you chew. So the world of action is conveyed by your face and its eyes, ears, nose, mouth. The world of thought is your brain and its internal place that the world is not exposed to, because you think to yourself, it's covered with hair. So the forehead is that interface. The forehead is the interface between thought and action. What do we call the interface between thought and action? It starts with a D, when you transition from thought into action. Called a decision. Decision means you think about ideas and then you make a decision, and that transitions the thoughts in your head into activities that you perform, at least symbolically, with your face. So this is talking about using chutzpah when making decisions. Now, when is using chutzpah, or brazenness, or courage, or audacity in making decisions? Now, there's a famous Mishnah in Pirkei Avos. Yehuda ben Bava wanted to talk about different traits in the animal kingdom that human beings should try to resemble. Anyone remember? Gibor, ke?
Ari.
That makes sense. Strength. Kal? Kanesha. Light, like an eagle. We'll talk about lightness some other time. Ruts?
Ketzvi.
Look like a gazelle. And then he says, Az kinamer. Wait a second. He's telling us to be brazen like a namer. Leopards aren't strong. When they're strong, trust me, you don't want to get in their way, whatever a namer is. But unlike the lions, they have to have guile. And essentially, if you watch all these nature programs like I do, essentially it's that quick decision they go after their prey. If they're hiding and waiting, they're crouched in predatory stance, they're camouflaged. It's that moment that they leap into the decision that they can get the extra leg up on their prey or not. As opposed to the lion, they can just afford to be strong enough to, the namer has to have that quick, brazen decision. So brazenness means you don't accept your limitations. Everyone in life has limitations. Now, when those limitations are people, society, rabbanim, parents, then that's chutzpah. You act disrespectful to people, and you should be accepting their authority. Chas v'shalom HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So when that decision to break through limitations is directed at people you should be submitting to, then that's a negative trait. But when those limitations are not people and systems of hierarchy, but those limitations are life. Can I do this? Should I do this? And maybe I'm too weak. Maybe I shouldn't take... Then we see that as a positive thing. You should break through those limitations and have the chutzpah, as people say today in English, Yiddish, whatever. The chutzpah, it's actually interesting. Chutzpah appears in the Gemara several places.
to have the chutzpah to actually break through your limitations like the Namer. So by conveying this image of a copper-headed or a copper forehead, Yeshayah is reminding us that it's not always a toxic trait. In fact, remember the pasuk in Yeshayah? You have the back, your neck is like iron, and your forehead is like copper. Having a back of your neck like iron is not necessarily a bad thing. It means you don't turn easily and become seduced by perhaps ideas and values and people. You're stubborn. You're intransigent. You stick to your guns. You stick to your... So Hashem tells us, Ki'am k'she aravata, your neck is thick and stiff. That isn't always a bad trait. The same thing with a forehead of copper. That isn't always a negative trait. So that's why it's copper, because we need copper to live and to succeed. But if it rises and occupies our forehead too powerfully, then we become metzach nechusha. By the way, students of modern Hebrew, what does the word nechush today in Hebrew mean? Adam nechush.
Like bound up?
No. It's generally used as a positive phrase. Adam nechush would mean a person who's very strongly committed to their value system. A person is very, very committed to his value. Hu nechush bedato. He's very, very committed. So the word nechush bedato comes from this pasuk in Yeshayah. Metzach nechusha. Strong-willed. That's why the Mizbeach wasn't made from the Choshes. You would think if it's meant to eradicate, then it may know. When the Choshes is a tzipui, when it covers, it's not the core, when it covers activity, then it's legitimate. But when it becomes the core of your identity, when it rises from your bones, it rises from your liver, it rises from your muscle, and then occupies your forehead in ways that it shouldn't, then it's very, very dangerous. So let's repeat, because there's a lot here. So we had to read a three-word Rashi. Rashi says that the copper covered Mizbeach atones for Metzach Nechusha, a forehead of copper, as Yeshayah says. What does that mean? So first of all, the association between forehead and chutzpah in Yirmiyah, that you had the forehead of a prostitute of a zonah. That just means you're not able to put your head down and feel shame. And unfortunately, we live in a world in which that's a very difficult emotion to feel. But the Gemara in Zvachim says that for that trait, the tzitz was mechaper, by covering the head. Just symbolically teaching you how to cover your head. But Yeshayah is up to something else. He talks about a forehead of copper and a brazenness. And Rashi quotes the Medrash that the copper-plated Mizbeach is meant to atone for that. Now, copper is necessary for life and for success. When it rises and it becomes too much a part of your decisions in certain places, when it rises and becomes part of that forehead that symbolizes decision-making, that gap between thought and activity, it becomes very dangerous. Sometimes you need, like Yehuda ben Bava remind us, to be as kinamer. Sometimes when you have to break through, why is anyone at this table, let me ask you a question, why is anyone at this table, what's the great thing you could do that you're not going to do in life? Because there's an old expression, if you argue for your limitations, they become yours. And you want to argue against your limitations. You don't want to say, I'm limited by this, but I could do something right. Jonathan Reason, welcome. If you had argued a year ago, a year and a half ago, I can't make Aliyah, I'm in Cleveland, I'm a famous doctor, people need me, some of the limitations, they say, I'll shatter those limitations. I want to come live in Israel. I want to come to the Friday Shir. I want to come to the Shabbaton. So if you argue for your limitations, then they become yours. So you have to have that cunning ability to be brazen, like that leopard who takes that decision and... But on the other hand, if it's to break through hierarchies that should be respected, that you should be submitting to, people, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, morality, moral codes, then it becomes a metzach nechusha. And just like copper is necessary for human experience and for the organism to thrive, similarly, we don't build a mizbech of copper to say we have to atone for it. We plate. The person should be plated with a healthy degree of chutzpah. But... hopefully to use those decisions at the right time in the right fashion. Shabbat shalom. Be sure you don't eat any copperhead snakes today.